Shalom to all. Today's office Shavuos Daf Hey, and we're starting about the 10th line with the word Gufa. And today's office sponsor Lila Nishmas Mars Mimsar Basi Yaakov Moshe Hernish Amashad Haven Oliyah. So Gemara tells us Gufa. We had said before, and this referring to the end of Dalet Amud Aleph, beginning of Dalet Amud Beis, and the Brisa quote was as follows: Minayin she'enu chayv el al sheyesh b'yedia b'tchil v'yedia b'soif elam b'entayim. How do we know that a person is not chayv a carbon oil of yared unless he had a idea about this tuma before, he had a idea about it at the end, and he just had a lama, a lapse of awareness in the middle, and in that lapse of awareness, in that state of forgetfulness, that's when he walked into the base of Mikdash or he ate Kodesh. So how do we know that's when he's Chayiv? Tamlam, because the Pasuk says, Vanelam, Vanelam, Shtei Pa'amim, Divrei Bekiva. Bekiva says, it's based of a drasha that it says Vanelam twice. Whereas Rebbe Yami Rebbe says, Ainut Sarach, that's not necessary. Hareyu Aimer, it already tells us Vanelam, Mechla, that implies Sheyada, that he already knew. And then when the Pasuk says, Vahu Yada, Harei Kan Shtei Yedias, that's talking about the two Yedias, and Imkain, if that's so, says Rebbe, Matam Lemer Vanelam, so why does the Pasuk say Vanelam, L'chayiv al Helam, Toma al Helam Mikdash? That tells us that there's two different Halamas he can be Chayiv for, not only if he forgot that he was Tomei, but also even if he knew that he was Tomei and he just forgot that he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash in that state of Tumah, he's also going to be Chayav a Karban Oil of Yared in that situation. And now we explain, Aramayr was just stated, Vanelam Mechal Sheyada. When the Pasuk says Vanelam, Rebbe tells us that implies that he already knew. And the question is, my Mashma, how is that implied? We had mentioned this yesterday that the Brice is taking it for granted. The question is that? How does the word Vanelam tell us that he already knew? So Amar Rava, Rava attempts to say, the Midloik Siv he Aluma Mimenu. Since the Pasuk doesn't say that it is Aluma from him, which means it's concealed from him. Rather, it says vne'elam, it was concealed, it was hidden from him. That's mashma, that he did once upon a time know, and then he forgot where it was hidden from him. If it would have said v'hi aluma, that's mashma, that it was always concealed from him, and he never knew about it. Therefore, the word vne'elam tells us that it was concealed from him, once again being mashma, that he did know about it, and now he just forgot about it. However, amalei abaya abaya asked Rava, elmeatve, that's really so, that's how you're understanding this word. Well, gabe saita dechsev, what about by saita, the following is written. Let's just explain Saita for a second. We know that if a man suspects his wife of improper relations with a different man, so he warns her, he's mekana her, he tells her, do not seclude yourself with that man, and if she does seclude herself with him, so then the husband takes her to the Beis HaMikdash, and she goes through a whole process, which at the end she drinks the Mei Saita, the special water, and if she indeed did sin with that man, she dies a terrible, gruesome death. So regarding the Saita, the Pasuk says, Vanelam Me'ene Isha, that it was concealed from the eyes of her husband. Now the problem is, if you're going to understand the word Vanelam like you're explaining, Rava, well, Machal Tahava Yadame Kara, that's Masha, the husband did originally know, meaning it's Mashma, the husband knew that his wife sinned or at least secluded herself with that man, and now she's doing it a second time. Well, here's the problem. Iyava Yada, if the husband knew about this, Mi Badkula Maya, does the water check her? Do these special waters even work on her? But Tanya the Brisa says, quoting a Pasuk, Veniko Ishme Avain, Vaisha Hi Tisa Savaina, that the man's going to be clear from sin, meaning her husband, and the woman, she's going to bear her sin alone. What does that tell us? Bismash Ishmenuka Me Avain, Amayim Bait Kenes Ishtai, that when the man is clear of sin, meaning when he doesn't know about anything and he wasn't involved in this and he didn't live with his wife after she secluded herself with the person, so then the water is going to check his wife and she'll get punished. But if he did know about it and he still continued living with his wife like regular, so then the water is not going to work on his wife. And Vesu Gabi Tyra, also by Tyra, meaning the Tyra Kedosha that we got from Hashem, Dichsev the Pasuk also says, Vinelma Me'ene Kolchai, and it was concealed from the eyes of all living things, Ume'ef HaShemayim Nistra, and it was hidden from the birds of the sky. Now Mechlal, that implies, according to you, Rava, that there was some sort of living creature that did know about it, because the Pasuk used the word Vanelma, that it was concealed. Mashma, that there was something that knew about the Torah, and then later on didn't know about it. But that can't be, because Vaksev, we have another Pasuk that says, Loyada Enosh Erka, that no one knew its extent, meaning no one knew what the Torah was before it was given. Like you say, the word Vanelma means that the person once upon a time had a Yediyah, and only now he forgot. And therefore, El Amar Abaye says differently, Kasava Rebbe, Rebbe simply holds Yediyah's base rabbi Shma Yediyah, that a Yediyah of base rabbi is considered a Yediyah. What does it mean, base rabbi? So base rabbi refers to his cheder rabbi, namely that when every kid went to cheder, he learned when he was a little kid that you're not allowed to be tamei and go into the base of mikdash or eat kodesh. And that's the original yedi we're talking about. Now later on in life, the kid forgot it, he didn't remember, he became a grown man and then became tamei and went to the base of mikdash or ate kodesh in that state of toma, and that's considered like he already had this yediyah because when he was a little kid, he knew that he wasn't allowed to do this. However, amaleir pabla bayir pabas abay el tani, if that's really so, how do you understand the mishnah? We had said ein ba yediyah b'tchilu yesh b'yediyah b'saif, that if a person didn't have yediyah in the beginning, but he did have yediyah at the end, so this is his kapara, and that's what our mishnah discussed. How could that be? Miyka the less lay yediyah space rabbi? Is it possible to have somebody who didn't have yediyah space rabbi? Every single Jewish kid went to cheder, so there's no such a thing as a grown Jewish male who didn't have this original yediyah when he was a little kid that there's this problem of tumah. So Amar Lei, Abai told him, in it actually is possible. Mishkach sabatinik shenishva l'bein anachrim. We find this by a little kid who was nishba. He was taken captive by the non-Jews. This is what we call a classic tinik shenishba. And nowadays, sadly, not not every Jewish kid is zeichet to cheder education and knows that this is a problem of tumah, and therefore it is possible that you could have a grown Jewish male that never had this idea about tumah, and that's why the Mishnah discusses it. And this concludes, at least for now, the discussion about tumah and shvuos of the beginning of the Mishnah. Now we move on to the next part. Yitzias Shabbos, Shtaim Shein Arba. So now the Gemara tells us, Tanah Hashem, we have Mishnah over there at the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. Yitzias Shabbos, Shtaim Shein Arba Befnim, Ushtaim Shein Arba Bechutz. Yitzias of Shabbos are two which are four inside and two which are four outside. So the obvious question is, Mishnah Hacha, the Tanah Shtaim Shein Arba Vesuloi, why over here in the Mishnah Shvuos do we only say Shtaim Shein Arba and that's it? And Mishnah Hashem, why over there in Masechet Shabbos, the Tani that it's taught, Shtaim Shein Arba Befnim, Ushtaim Shein Arba Bechutz, which obviously seems to be different than our Mishnah? And the answer is, Hashem, over there, the Iker Shabbos, who the main focus is Shabbos, because that's Masechet Shabbos, Tani Avos, Vitaldos, the Mishnah discusses Avos, which are the main categories, and the Taldos, the subcategories. Whereas Hach over here, the law of Iker Shabbos, who the main focus isn't Shabbos, we just happen to be bringing all the examples of Shtaim Shein Arba, but the main focus isn't Shabbos, so Avos Tani Vitaldos Loi Tani, we only teach the Avos and not the Taldos. And Avos are only Shtaim Shein Arba. As the Gemara Avos Maininhu, what are the Avos? Yitzias. Well, Yitzias Tarti Havyon. Yitzias are only two. There's only two examples of a Yitzia. So what does that mean over here that we're bringing only the Avos, but we say Shtaim Shein Arba? And Vechitim, if you want to suggest, Mehen Lechiv Mehen Leptur, then we say Yitzias HaShabbos. We mean that two of them, one's Chayav for, and there's two types of Yitzias. The one is Pater for, and that would be that if a person carries something from inside to outside, but he only does half of the action, which would be either the Akira or the Hanacha, lifting it up or placing it down, so he'd be Pater for that, and that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Well, that can be because Vodomi Demaris Negayim Katani. The case has to be similar to the other one mentioned in the Mishnah, Maris Negayim, and Mahasim Kul Chiyuva, just like in the case of Negayim. All the Shtaim Shein Arba, one is going to be Tamei, it's considered Saras. Well, Avhachasot over here, Kul Chiyuva, when we say Yitzias HaShabbos, Shtaim Shein Arba, it has to be that all of them, one is Chayav four, not just two out of the four. Elam Rav Papa, rather, Papa answers differently. Hasam, the Iker Shabbos, over there in Masechet Shabbos, that the main focus is discussing Hilchas Shabbos, Tani Chiyuve Pturei. We mentioned things that one is Chayav four and things that one is Pater for, whereas Hach over here, Chiyuve Tani, Pturei Loi Tani, we only teach the Chiyuvim and not the Pturim. Ask the Gemara, okay, Chiyuve Maininhu, what are the Chiyuvim of Yitzias Shabbos? Well, that's Yitzias. And Vi Yitzias, we have to add in that Vav, Tartihu Dahavyon. Yitzias only has two examples. As we had said, what's Yitzias HaShabbos? Taking from inside to outside, and that's either the Baal Bayis picking up an object from inside and placing it outside, or the Ani who's located outside, reaching his hand in, picking up the object and bringing it to outside. But that's only two Yitzias, not four, so how could we say Shtaim Shein Arba? And the answer actually is Shtaim Daitza, Shtaim Dachnasa. There's two of Aitza and two of Achnasa, because there's two cases of bringing into a house, the Ani picking something up from outside and placing it inside the house, or the Baal Bayis who's located inside the house, reaching his hand out and picking up something from outside and bringing it inside. So that's actually four cases of Chiyov. Ask the Gemara, how can you say that? Well, Yitzias Ketani. The Mishnah says very clearly, Yitzias. It doesn't say Hachnasais, which means going in. It means Yitzias, bringing out. So Rav Ashi answers, Tano Hachnasa Nami Haitza Kari La. The Tana of our Mishnah calls a Hachnasa, bringing something from outside to inside. He uses the word Haitza to express a Hachnasa. I mean, my, how do we know this? Because Hanuman Beis on the top. Then now we have a Mishnah that tells us, Hamaitzim Rishos Rishos Chayiv. One who's Maitzi from one Rishos to another, he's Chayiv. And Mila Yaskinon to come Ayel Yule, Vikakari Le, Haitza, aren't we talking about where a person is bringing from one Rishos to another? Meaning that could be even from outside to inside, and still it's being called a Haitza. So we're not supposed to translate the word literally to mean bringing outside, it just means bringing from one Rishos to another. Asking more, hold on, Vidilma, Kamapping Rishos Hayachal Rishos Rabim. Maybe it just means bringing from a private Rishos to a public Rishos, and still is talking about bringing from inside to outside. Ask the Gemara Imkani if that's really so. Nisni Hamaitzi Rishos Hayachal Rishos Rabim. So we should be very specific. One who's Maitzi from Rishos Hayachid to Rishos Rabim. My Rishos Lirshos. Why this general word of from one Rishos to another Rishos? It must be that Filim Rishos Ram Rishos Hayachid, that even if a person brings from Rishos Rabim a public domain to Rishos Hayachid, a private domain, still he's Chayiv and Mekakari La Haitzah, it's still nonetheless being called a Haitzah. And the time my why is this? Because Tana Kol Akiris Chifetz Mekaymai Haitzah Kari La. The Tana terms any picking up of an object and moving it from its place a haitzah. That's what it's called. And therefore, even if a person's not actually bringing something outside and he's bringing it inside, it's still called a haitzah. Haitzah just simply means bringing something from the rishus that it's in to a different one. And on Ravina, Ravina explains, Masi Sanami Deka. The mission is also midoik like that. Diktani, what does it say? Yitzias Shabbos, Shtaim Shein Arba Befnim, Ushtaim Shein Arba Bechutz. That's the mission of Mesechas Shabbos. The Yitzias HaShabbos are two which are inside and two which are outside. V'kamafaresh Hachnasa. And explains, what are some of these Yitzias? Hachnasa, bringing from outside to inside. Shmami, no, we see see very clearly from his Mishnah, the word yitzias simply means bringing from one rishis to another and doesn't specifically mean bringing from inside to outside. Now, Rava Amar Rava answers differently. The rishuyas katani, we're just talking about different rishuyas, meaning rishuyas Shabbos shtayim, there's two different rishuyas on Shabbos, not specifically haitzah, but the proper girsa, a proper way of understanding it is rishuyas, two different rishuyas, rishas yachid and rishas sarabim. And on to the next case of the Mishnah, we had said maris negayim, shtayim shein arba, then negayim, when we're talking about saras, that's two, which is really four. And we explain this further. Tanan Hasim, we have Mishnah over there, Mesechus Negayim. Maris Negayim, Shnaim Shein Arba, Negayim, Saras, that's two, which is really four. What are these? So Baheres, which is a quote from the Pasuk. The Pasuk calls Saras a Baheres. What color is that? Azaka Sheleg is very strong or intense like snow. Shniola Kisid HaHechol, the secondary one to that, meaning the subcategory of Baheres, is white like Sid of the Hechol. This literally means lime used to plaster the Hechol of the Beis HaMikdash. It was replastered or repainted, if you will, every era of Pesach, and that was a type of white. Then when the Pasuk says Se'es, which is another main category, that's white, Kitsemer Lavon, like the white of wool, and Shniela, the secondary to that, is Kikrem Beitza, that's like the membrane of an egg. In other words, we have four colors of white Saras, which are going to be Tamei, and this is their order of intenseness: snow, wool, lime of the Hechol, and egg. But when it comes to Avos and Toldos, the categories are broken up differently, because the Avos are Beharis and Se'es, which are snow and wool, which means that the subcategory of snow is the lime of the Hechol, and subcategory of wool is egg. And we're going to see that has relevance to tziruf, to combining different colors with each other to be metame person. So the Gemara continues, Aruch Hani says, Matan Maris Negayim, who's a town of this Mishnah of Maris Negayim? The like Rabbi Kiva, it's not like Rabbi Kiva. The Rabbi Kiva was Rabbi Kiva. Kivin to Amar, since he says, Zulamalamizu, that these all combine with each other in this order, this one above that one. In other words, these colors, snow, wool, lime of the Hechol, and egg, is the only way they can be mitzarif with each other, either one above or one below in this order. In Cain, if that's really so, then the heart to sit Hechol Mitzarif, then that means that you've been Metaher, sit of the Hechol to be Mitzarif, it can't combine with any other color. Why is that? Because Bahadi Ma Litzarfe, this white of the Hechol, what are you going to combine it with? Litzarfe Bahadi Baharis, do you want to combine it with Baharis? Because that's its Av. Remember, we said that Baharis is mentioned in the Pasuk, and that's what we're calling snow, and its Telda is the white of the Hechol, and maybe you're going to combine those two and say that if we have the proper shear, that's going to be the time of the person. How could we do that? Ikas Ace Adifamine, the color of Ace, which is what we're calling wool, that's Adifa, which means it's more intense, that's stronger, that's rated number two on the color chart, because remember, once again, we have snow, wool, lime of the Hechol, and then egg, so that's one, two, three, four, the ace is number two, and therefore we can't combine color three with color one, because there's color two in between, and so therefore maybe you're going to suggest, let's start with Bahad Se'ace, let's combine white of the Hechol with Se'ace, because Se'ace is two, and white of the Hechol is three, so let's combine those two, and the answer is we can't do that either, because Lav Tolda Dehu, that's not its Tolda, the Tolda of Se'ace, of wool, is egg, so we can't combine a Tolda with something that's not its Av. And therefore, the Mishnah can't be Rabbi Kiva, because again, according to Rabbi Kiva, that we could only combine one number with the one directly above it or below it. Turns out, the Sid HaHechol, white of the Hechol, is not able to combine with anything. Ask the Gemara Yachiv, that's really so. That's your question. Well, Krum Beitz Anami, what about the lowest on the color scheme, the egg one, which is what we're calling number four, Bahadi Malat Sarfe? Who are you going to combine that with? Let's start with Bahadi Se'es. You want to combine it with Se'es because that's its Av? Well, Ika Sid the Adif Minei. There's the color of Sid, the white of the Hechol, which is stronger than it. Remember, the color of the Hechol is number three on the color scheme. Therefore, we can't combine four with two because there's number three in between. Al Tzarfe Bahadi Sid. So do you want to combine it with Sid, the white of the Hechol, which is number three? So we'll combine colors three and four. We'll have Barminehu. That's not its type. White of the Hechol, color number three, is a tolda of color number one, and four is a tolda of number two. So we can't combine three and four. They're toldas of two different ones. So the same question you're asking in Shitas Rabbi Kiva, which you're trying to prove that the Mishnah is not like him, we have the same problem as well. So the answer is Vavam and Alf on the top. Hi, Mai. What type of comparison is this? Bishlam and Beloy Sid Hechol Krum Bitzalai Kasha. It's all good that if we didn't have the question of Sid HaHechol, color number three, then we wouldn't have a question of Krum Beitza, color number four. The Afal Gav du Krum Beitza Mitatayi de Se'es, that even though Krum Beitza, color number four, is two levels below Se'es, nonetheless we could combine it with it. Why is that? Because Rahman Amar, the Torah says explicitly, Vela Se'es Vela Sapachas. Se'es is one of the Avais, and Sapachas is another thing the Torah mentions, and that tells us that Sapachas Tfeilo Se'es, that Sapachas is secondary to Se'es. Afal Gav du Menachtu Minei Tuva, even though it's much lower than it, meaning on the color scheme, it's two levels below. As we had said, Se'es is level two, and its Tolda is level four in color. Still, we can combine two with four because we have this pasuk. It says, "L'Se'es v'la'sapachas ela Sid HaHechol kasha." But the question from Sid HaHechol that we asked in Shitas Rabbi Kiva, that's actually a good question because we don't have a pasuk telling us "V'la Beheres v'la'sapachas." It only says "L'Se'es v'la'sapachas." So Se'es, which is color two, could combine with its Tolda, which is color four, because of this word "L'Sapachas." But Beheres, which is color number one, according to Rabbi Kiva, is not able to combine with color number three, Sid HaHechal. El Machbarat Masisin, do like Rabbi Kiva, it's clear that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss these color schemes and Shitas Rabbi Kiva. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.